KVJ Cuts.
Are you impressed or unimpressed with that waiter that will come and take your order without using pen and paper?
Gives me major anxiety. I don't like it because I think they're good. But only because I've been burned pretty much every single time someone's tried to.
Mm-hmm. And it does make you nervous.
And
yeah.
I get it. I'm a little bitch. I sometimes get specialty orders.
Yeah.
But if they don't write it down, especially when there's multiple people at a table, just about every time something's been wrong, usually.
I know. I've seen it too.
But I will tell you that I'll take note when I see that they're just doing it. I'm not that impressed, but I'm twice as pissed if the order's wrong. I'm like, just get a piece of paper and pen.
Well, especially if you say, I want extra cheese, or you have specific things, and then it comes out and you're talking about it for 15 minutes. I bet you any money they don't give me the extra cheese. And then you call the shot and you were right.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
So you were talking to this waiter that actually did it and nailed it and got everything right. And you were throwing some different stuff at him and you were impressed and talking to him about how he does it.
Yeah. He took our orders. It was me and another person took our orders. Both of us had specific orders. They weren't easy orders, and he didn't write a single thing down. The entire time we were saying, he's going to blow it. Mm-hmm. He's going to blow it.
Yeah.
And this son of a biscuit nailed it.
Wow.
Every detail.
Where were you?
Duffy's. And I was very shocked. Okay. I just crushed it, and he really, really did a great job.
Okay.
So the fact that he crushed it, I said, let me ask you about your technique, because I know it's a controversial thing. He said, honestly, man, I'm that good. Most people shouldn't do it. Most people get it wrong.
Yeah.
But he was kind of braggadocious.
Yeah.
Saying, I'm that good, and he was.
Well, I'm wondering if I've never been a server, but I'm wondering if that separates the elites, if there's almost a club of the, we don't write it down club, we're better than you club when it comes to servers. Is that considered, okay, I'm top of the mountain?
Look, if I never got burned by it before, I wouldn't care. But I just see so many people, they don't. I mean, we're talking a table full of seven people. They won't write it down.
Yeah.
That's insane to me.
It is insane. How you would be able to do that, I have no idea. I would definitely be writing it down.
Totally.
So is there any, did he tell you the ways that he's able
did
to
he
do that?
Did he share his secrets?
I asked him. He goes, dude, I just have it. He really was.
Okay. Some people do have like a photographic memory. It really is. I've run into a few people like that. It's oddly impressive because I do not. I think I have early onset of Alzheimer's. I'm not even kidding. It's so bad.
This really is. He went on
I can't remember anything.
He went on the record and said, he goes, majority of people cannot do what I do.
Yes.
He goes, honestly, waiters and waitresses, or servers, I'm not sure what the correct term is.
They
anymore.
Shouldn't try.
He said because it does give people some anxiety because they get burned. But he really was kind of like the Wyatt Earp of servers.
Let's you want to try it out, Jaber? See
how
you do it.
Absolutely.
Okay, Virginia. It's and I'll have Denny's do one too.
Yeah, table of three.
You get three items on your order.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Gargamore's Pizza Shop. How are you?
Gargamore's Pizza Shop.
We serve all kinds of food here, though.
Okay, good. Because I see on your menu you have caviar topped oysters. I want them raw. I want a dozen, and I want mignonette on the side.
We do. That is in the stuck up section. Yes.
I want a cup of filet gumbo with seafood.
Hold on really quick. Can you just repeat your order? I just want to make sure I get this because it's...
Okay, first I want caviar-topped raw oysters. I want a dozen of them with mignonette and lemon on the side.
Okay.
Then I want a cup of filet gumbo, seafood.
Yes, terrible choice.
And then I want the foie gras, but I want it well done on top of toasted brioche.
Well done, foie gras. Absolutely. And you, kind sir, with the very peaceful eyes.
Yeah, I'm not with her.
I don't blame you.
Okay, my order, I'm going to go with a cheeseburger.
Yes, I enjoy it.
Mustard and pickle.
Yes.
Give me truffle fries with a side of mayo and a Coke with no ice.
You got that, sir. Could you use it one more time? I want to make sure I got that. I'd like to make sure my patrons are very happy.
Cheeseburger with mustard and pickle.
He's mocking you.
Truffle fries with a side of mayo.
Wow, the customers at this place are like jerk-offs.
Peaceful eyes ain't so peaceful.
With no ice.
All right.
Okay. Got it?
I'm definitely peeing at your guys' food.
You look like you would.
Yeah, you're that kind of server. Here, oh, yeah.
I'm like, this guy's clearly peeing in my food.
I'm rubbing my ponytail all up on your feet. Yeah. I'm on your frog wall.
Yeah. So what was my order?
Kevin, you ordered a cheeseburger with mustard. You had a pickle on there. You also had a Coke with no ice. You had... I'm going to come back to you. You... In your very stuck-up order, you had frogois with crispy. You want a little cooked.
Yeah.
You also had some kind of a caviar with a bit of a venison twist to it. And you also had a, I believe I heard something of a pumpkin tart.
I never mentioned pumpkin or venison. Who mixes caviar
I've
with
never
venison?
Heard any, yeah, her order I've never even heard of.
I was pretty close with you.
Yeah, the only thing that... You missed one item.
Cheeseburger, okay. Mustard, truffle fries, you want truffle?
Yeah, yeah.
Fries, Coke, no ice.
You forgot my side of mayo.
Baby, I'm going to get it to you right now. I'm going to get it to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to trip and spill it on
so
you.
So it's not bad. But, but that would be enough if I had a server do that. And how mad would you be if you really want mayo with your truffle fries? And it's like, there's no mayo. But, and oh, you forgot the pickle on my burger.
Here's what I noticed. I knew your food. That's why I could remember it. Frog ass
yeah,
over here.
Yeah, she kind of threw the game off a little bit.
I did not order frog ass. I yeah. ordered foie gras.
Whatever.
It's not frog
was
ass.
It frog intestines?
No, yeah. No part of it is frog.
What is it? A goose pancreas?
Foie gras. So yeah, it's basically like a goose liver.
Goose pank?
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Somebody said that the key is really knowing the menu. If you really know the menu and you're not hit with foie gras and all that, it makes it a little bit easier. So if you kind of know what that is, how people were doing it, they said.
If you did McDonald's, I'd be able to do it.
Yeah, somebody said I used to do 50 orders like that without writing it down. I couldn't do it now, they said, but yeah, when they were a server.
I was a server at Fridays for 4 days, and during my shift, I dropped off the drinks and walked right out the restaurant, never to be heard from again until a week later when I was eating there.
It's a smart move.
Yes.
Well, it was a girl I dated back in high school with these other guys, and they were kind of talking trash. I don't need this. I don't need this crap.
KVJ Cuts.